He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 551. I think I scrambled the numbers last week, but we're definitely on show 551 this week for sure. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I promise I will answer all my emails. So if you have a technical question or a gadget you'd like reviewed, or just any kind of gadget related or technical related question, I will try my best to answer it and get back to you. So there you go. Today we're going to depart from our typical Gadget Professor show, and I'm going to do a whole show on VPN, virtual private networks. This is becoming a very hot topic in recent months, if you will. As you may or may not know, the United States, actually the whole entire world, is being subjected to all kinds of cyber attacks. And you get all kinds of phishing scams and nasty stuff, malware being loaded into your machine unknowingly to you. You have these real, probably the worst is either a ransomware type of attack or a keylogger. A keylogger is just, it's just the worst. I had a friend actually right now who's dealing with a situation where they put a keylogger on his computer, and he's been totally compromised. So I think what we'll do this week is we'll talk a little bit about VPNs, virtual private networks, if you should have one, and if you don't have one, should you get one? And also what type should you get, because there's more than one choice out there. And then maybe next week or the week after, we will talk about how you can keep your computer protected, your cell phone protected, by using all the different types of malware protective softwares that are out there, and of course how you can prevent keyloggers from getting in your machine, phishing scams, all those types of things. We'll discuss hardware and software solutions, if there is hardware available. Some of these things there's not a hardware solution available for. So let us begin our show. Again, some of you may not be familiar with what actually is a VPN, a virtual private network. So let me try to explain it to you this way. Everybody has an IP address on your computer, on your phone. Actually, what you have is a MAC address. There's two different things, the MAC address and the IP address. The MAC address is pretty much assigned to every single device out there, universally in the whole world, that has connectivity to the internet. Your MAC address is basically like a serial number, although a serial number is something that's attached to the device, that's that particular model and that individual unit. A MAC address is similar in nature, but it's virtual. When you connect to the internet with your device, whether it's a smartphone, a computer, an internet radio, a television set, whenever you connect to the internet, that specific device, it's like your phone number, is assigned to that device, and you can never, never get rid of it. Now, of course, there'll be people out there and say, well, that's not exactly right. You can get rid of your MAC address and change it. For the most part, 99.9999% of the population will not be able to do that, or won't know how to do that, or both. So for those people who are going to jump down my throat and say, hey, you can change the MAC address, yes, you can, but for the most part, for the purposes of this show, there's no one out there, at least that I know watching this show, that's going to want to attempt to do that, myself included. So your MAC address you can't change. Now you come to the IP address, and that's basically the handshake, if you will. It's like your area code, if you will, that actually is going to assign your signature to the connection that you're making. So every time you make a connection to the internet, you're going to have a signature, both your MAC address and the IP address. Your IP address is typically dictated by who your internet provider is. So you can check your IP address very simply, and we'll do that right now. So I'm just going to go, what is, my IP? Simple enough. So I type in what is my IP in the browser, and you'll see that you're going to get just a ton of sites that's going to answer what is my IP. So I'm going to just go my IP information, and you're going to see a number pop up. And here's my IP, 701.6.1.64.54. And where am I? Well, look at what it tells you, the IP address. It tells you I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. It gives you my postal code, which actually is wrong, but that doesn't matter. The time zone that I'm in, my supplier is Cox, my host IP, and some other information that is on there. Now, I can just be real cute here and click hide my IP address. So we know right now it's 70.176.164.54. Again, that's my handshake when I log on to the internet. So if someone was out there trying to hack my machine or look at it, they're going to be looking for my IP address. Also, if I was doing some things that I shouldn't be doing on the internet and surfing where I shouldn't be searching, they're going to track this back via my IP server, okay, the host, the people who are giving me my IP, my internet connection, Cox, and say, hey, look, who is on 71.6, 1.64, and they have records 24 hours, 7 days a week that log all this data on, and they'll say, oh, at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, this was the Gadget Professor he was on. So if I click hide my IP address, they will tell you that there's three methods that you can do this. You can use a VPN, a virtual private network, which is essentially software that you will load onto your machine, click it, and instead of going through your directly through your ISP provider, then to the internet, what happens, it goes from your ISP, because it always goes through that, directly into this VPN, and then it scrambles it, and it might put you in Germany or the Netherlands or wherever it may be. So there's three ways to do this. Use a proxy, use a VPN, which I just talked about. A proxy server is kind of like a VPN, but it's going to change your host location, and you can find various sites out there that will allow you to use a proxy to change your IP address. And last but not least, and there's more methods than this, you can use Tor, which I highly recommend because it's easy. So basically, this will all be in the show notes, and I'm going to give you a page that's called What's My IP Address, and you can look on this, and this says there's four ways to hide your IP address. Why would you want to hide your IP address? Well, you may be doing some banking work that you don't want anybody whatsoever to even slightly pry into what you're doing. You may be doing something for work that's highly proprietary and private, and you don't want that to happen either. So there are a variety of things. There are also all the streaming services out there, wherever they may be, whoever you subscribe to, Peacock, HBO, Disney Plus, whatever it may be. Look, there's a number of reasons why you want to hide the IP address, as I've already mentioned, but sometimes there's streaming sites, whether you're on Peacock, HBO, Disney, whatever it may be. And what you may not realize is that there's different content in different parts of the country, different parts of the world, and the only way you can access that is if your IP address doesn't fall within a particular block. For example, I'm just making this up. Let's say my IP address was 1234, just for illustration purposes. And that 1234 to 12320, okay, that block of IP addresses is not allowed to receive stations in Pennsylvania, for example. If you have a different IP, like in the Netherlands or Germany or wherever it may be, it doesn't fall within that block, and consequently, you're able to stream other content because you're not blocked out of that particular IP address block, if you will. So there's a variety of reasons why you would want to change the IP. So let's take a couple peeks at why or how you can do that. One is using a VPN service. We're all familiar with that. I'm going to show you a bunch of them. This particular website recommends NordVPN, private internet access. I've never heard of that. CyberGhost, I've heard of. And ExpressVPN has definitely been around for a long time. So you can purchase these services. They're not expensive. And we'll take a look at the pricing in a second. Next of all, and this is what I like, you can use the Tor browser. It says it's the slowest choice. People from all over the world use Tor to search and buy products, communicate with others with restricted internet access, such as what exists in some foreign countries. Now, the Tor browser, and I've mentioned this a bazillion times, is totally free. You're going to log on to this site. You're just going to Google Tor browser, and you're going to download some software. This puts software on you, and you're going to install it onto your computer. And this particular browser will completely hide your IP address, so no one knows who you are or where you are. It is pretty heavy-duty stuff. Will it slow down your processing, your connection? Absolutely. Will all VPNs slow down your processing speed? Absolutely. I can't tell you how many people write to me, email me, and say, hey, I just bought this VPN, whatever it may be, service, and I paid for it, and it works, but geez, every time I try to download this or do that, it's like a snail's pace. Yeah, and the reason that is because it jumps, your service jumps from your IP provider, your internet provider, to the next one, 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 till it finally ends up in wherever it may be, you know, the Netherlands, Germany, France, wherever it is. And sometimes you can actually pick, I want my IP address in the Netherlands. I want my IP address in Saudi Arabia. These servers are all over the world. So the more hops it has, the longer it's going to take and the slower your machine is going to be. There's nothing you can do about that. There's no better service that you can buy. One VPN isn't better than another. There may be more servers which enhances the speed, but for the most part, yes, any VPN servers will slow down the processing. Okay, we also mentioned that you can use a proxy server. I don't recommend this. A proxy server to me is very risky, and I don't like the way it's done, so I would avoid that. Let's not go into a long discussion. And there's also you can use public Wi-Fis that are around. They don't travel with you. So of course, if you're at your coffee shop or whatever, you're going to be logging on and logged into that particular IP address. And most of those are locked down. They have all kinds of restrictions on them. So this is a little primer, if you will. I will put this into our show notes and you can read this. I would suggest you read this because it will tell you what you need to know for the basics. Now, if you're going to buy a VPN service, they're all pretty much the same. What makes them different, one is the price. Two, what you need to keep in mind is when you're buying a particular service, you want to know how many servers they have. Do they have 10? Do they have 20? Do they have them all over the world? Do they have 100 servers? The more servers that you can choose from, and it will tell you if you do a little research with that particular brand that you're going to buy, how many servers there are. The more servers, the more robust and the faster, for the most part, your VPN service will be. The other thing that you've got to keep in mind is how many people are allowed to use the VPN. It's not like you can buy these and give the number to Joe, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Okay, it may say only one person. It may say two machines. It may say three machines. So if I have a laptop and a home computer and I have a smartphone, there's my three pops, if you will. So you've got to be careful and understand how many services are allowed under that. Some of them have six. So again, you've got to do that research. In terms of cost, they're all roughly the same thing. Here's one for a year. They're always on sale. I've never seen any VPN service that isn't definitely on sale. It's kind of funny, but this one for 12 months is $8.32 a month. This is a good VPN. I have used this in the past, and I know people that use it, and everybody has been very happy with it. You can sign up with a credit card. You don't want to sign up with a VPN service unless they have an ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't get a 30-day money-back guarantee with the VPN, don't purchase it. Why? Because you may find it's too slow. You may find for whatever reason it's too complicated, or there's a zillion reasons why you don't like it. So you definitely want an out. As soon as you buy it, test it out for every day for a week, and then you'll know if it's going to be good or bad. So this particular one and the ones I'm showing you today are ones that I've actually purchased and used over the years. This is a very decent one. Another one that I like a lot is IP Vanish. They've been around for a bazillion years. These dudes actually have 24-hour, seven days a week customer service, which is unheard of. This is going to cost you $11 per month. Oh, here it is on sale. $5 monthly every quarter for every 3 months. It's going to be $14.99. Why I like these guys? Well, they've got a ton of servers, and I like that. Also, Tech Radar likes them, and Tech Radar is pretty tough. If they like a product, usually it's pretty good. But whether you need a Wi-Fi hotspot shield or local protection, there's a solution. IP Vanish simplifies online security at home on the go with setups for desktop, mobile, consoles, and routers. That's why I like it. It's a very nice service. I do recommend it. I have used it. Unmetered connections. Some of the VPNs lock down how much juice you're going to get, how much bandwidth you're going to get. So that's one to take a peek at. Another one that is relatively new, and it's always on sale because it's relatively new. This is insane. This is a very good one. It's called Surf Shark, as they would say in Boston. Shark. Surf Shark. Surf Shark is on sale. Oh my God. 12 months, you can save 69%. $3.99 a month. You can't beat that with a stick. This plan includes your biggest savings is the 24-month one. That's 2 years if you can't do the math. That's $2.49 a month. Probably going to buy that one for 24 months at $2.49 rather than buying the 12 months at $3.99 a month. So they're going to apply the coupon. Antivirus is already put in. Scan for viruses, remove harmful files. Available on Windows and the Android platform. It's a smart tool that monitors, that comes with the service. It monitors your personal data. You can check for data breaches and all that kind of stuff. It hides your IP address with no ads, which is a blessing. No ads, no logs, and no trackers. You can be hidden from search engines. You can browse without a trace and avoid personalized ads. So that's all nice. But you're going to pop in another $1.49 a month if you want that. So these things have all kinds of crazy what if buts, get this but get that, and again, you got to read, but they're all basically the same. Now, in terms of software, you can Google and you might think you're pretty smart and you can come up with websites like this, Hide IP. This is a free proxy server. The way this works is you go onto this website page and you click on what socket you want to be on. Don't worry about what it means. It's just going to change your IP address. It does work. I do not like these. I do not recommend them. The reason I'm showing this to you is when you start to Google and get a million pieces of information, you're really not sure what's reliable and what's not. Do these work? Yes. Are they worth it? No. Why? One, because they're free, and two, the engineering behind it, I think, is shoddy. So don't use these, my opinion. All right. There's more. This is another company called Avast. They're one of the best out there in terms of virus protection, malware protection. I believe they also make spoofing software, ransomware software. I use these guys all the time. Excellent products. You can get a free trial of the Secure VPN product. Your IP address is a unique identifier that tells websites and servers who you are online, so it's understandable that you want to conceal this from time to time. Learn how to hide your IP with three internet privacy tools, VPNs, Tor, we talked about that, and proxy servers. I don't like proxy servers. In the meantime, you can start hiding your IP address immediately by loading this tool, Avast Secure Line VPN. This is good for your iOS, for your Android, and for your Mac, and of course for your PC. I will include this in the show notes. Very, very nice stuff. You can read up all about it. Do I recommend Avast? You betcha. They're really good. They're really reliable, and you might want to check that out. Now, I've talked about the Tor server a bazillion times. This is a free project, if you will. It's open source, different piece of software for whatever it is you're trying to do. Software for Linux, software for the Mac, software for the PC, software for the Android. So you can use this Tor browser on any piece of equipment that you have, but you must load that specific piece of software for the device that you're using. This is 100% free. It works quite well. I have no complaints about this. I've used this for many years. I used this when I traveled throughout Europe a couple years ago. I was on a cruise. I used Tor on the cruise. And I must tell you, on the cruise ship that I was in, the bandwidth was pitiful. I mean, pitiful. On one ship, it took like 20 minutes to get a text message. But like an idiot, I tried to use Tor because you don't know who's on that ship. Maybe pirates. I don't know. But Tor did work, but it was painful. And the truth of the matter is, no matter what I would use, it was painful because there is no bandwidth. However, that said, Tor will be a good choice for you. If you're wondering what I should do, if I should get a VPN, do I need a VPN, blah, blah, blah. If you're in doubt and you want to hide your IP address for whatever the reason may be, use Tor. Yes, it's going to slow down things, but it's Loctite. It's very good. Now, there's also a bunch of boxes out there, hardware solutions. I love these. They're expensive, but they will lock you down tight. It's a specific piece of equipment, in this case, a little box that's going to connect to your computer via a wire or Wi-Fi or both, depending upon what type you buy. This is a specific device that's designed hardware and software-wise to lock down your IP address, and no one's going to get into it. If I had to choose between anything out there, I would choose a box. It's designed specifically to do this. It's not software. It's a combination of software and hardware, which consequently will make it much harder to penetrate this. You can take this particular box with you anywhere in the world. You could use it on public Wi-Fis securely. It has its own power bank in it, so if you need to recharge something, you can do that. And VPN service is included in this, so I'm not going to take too much time, but you can read about this. I have used this box. I've had no issues with it. It's been featured in Forbes and Wired magazine. It's been around for a while. It works pretty well. Again, it's not cheap. The most expensive package is gold. It's $199. It includes 2 years subscription, and it's billed at $416 a month. Check this out. This is something that if you're really serious about doing VPN, about keeping your network hidden, this is what you would use. Let's take a look at this video.
We'd like to introduce you to the Invisbox 2, a total online privacy and security solution for your home without compromise. We're all spending more time online these days, and our homes are becoming more and more connected. This can bring vulnerability to our privacy and security. With internet service providers selling browsing history and a whole range of organizations worldwide tracking your online activity, it can feel like someone is always looking over your shoulder. While most of us have nothing to hide, Invisbox 2 encrypts all of your internet traffic, protecting it from prying eyes. It's just like putting your mail into an envelope. TVs, game consoles, home heating systems, and even refrigerators are coming online these days, and many of these devices are insecure. The Invisbox 2 protects all your online devices with ease. It comes with a host of features, including encryption of all internet traffic, fast dual band Wi-Fi, ad blocking, parental controls, multi-core processors to give you the speed you need, gigabit Ethernet, see who's connected to your home network, a choice of colors to suit your home. All this and only a 5-second setup out of the box. Just plug it into your router and it's ready to go. Lots of connected devices in your home. Each device gets its own dedicated processor core, giving you the speed you've paid for. When coupled with the Invisbox Go, our best-selling mobile device, you can view Netflix, Hulu, or any other streaming content you've accustomed to when traveling. Just bring the Go with you and you have a secure link back to your home. thanks to our thousands of incredible backers and supporters all around the world, we have already delivered 2 successful crowdfunds. The Invisbox 2 family represents over 3 years of product evolution to bring you the very best of online privacy and security. We've created our dream device to help secure your online world. We've poured our passion for quality and years of cybersecurity experience into everything we make. Back us now and protect the things you care about with the Invisbox 2. Your privacy made easy.
Okay, so that tells you a little bit about the Invisbox. There are more out there. There's another one called the Shellfire Box. This is a 4K VPN router. This is an interesting box. Again, another alternative to a hardware solution. I would check that out. And there's a bunch of them out there. I could spend all day talking about the various devices that are available to hide your VPN, to use a VPN, a virtual private network. And then last but not least, I'm going to include in the show notes, 3 proven methods how to hide your IP address. It's kind of going to rehash what we already talked about, but again, it's useful information, and the more information that you have, the better you are. So there you have it, folks. There is the quick review of VPN services. The other thing that I will tell you, for the most part, if you're worried about getting hacked on a particular website, if it says HTTPS, the S stands for secure. That is a secure site. If you remember back a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago, there was no S. It was just HTTP, period. So it was HTTP:// whatever it was, www, whatever. They've changed that. They've made the internet more secure, and that's HTTPS. So anytime you see an S, you're using HTTPS, you know that you're logging on to a secure website. That said, I use a VPN. I think you should too. It depends where you're surfing and what it is that you're doing, but hopefully I've given you a very, very, very basic introduction as to what VPN services are all about. I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay well. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.